screenplay log, the retrocausal war, philosophical horror. Black screen, a low, almost inaudible hum. Not sound exactly, pressure. White text fades in. For if you eat from the tree of knowledge, you will surely die. The text flickers. The word die briefly fractures into overlapping timelines, then stabilizes. Cut to Indu. Int, undefined space, no time, not darkness, not light. A space that feels like a thought before language. Figures appear, not fully formed. Ancestors, descendants, observers. All slightly out of phase with one another, like reflections misaligned in glass. They do not look at each other. They are looking through each other. A voice, VO, calm, diagnostic, neither male nor female, VO. The war did not begin with a choice. It began with awareness. Cut to inter-ancestral firelight, night past. Elders sit around a fire. Their faces are lined not with age, but with anticipation. One elder stares into the flames, eyes widening, not in awe, but fear. In the fire, fleeting images of cities, machines, crowds, collapse, too fast to understand, enough to terrify. Elder One, whispering, they will not remember us. Elder Two, they will undo everything. Hands tighten around carved tools, stone tablets, symbols. Elder Three, then we must decide now what they are allowed to be. They begin carving laws, not in anger but urgency. The fire crackles louder, almost accusatory. Cut to Int Concrete Room, Day, Future. A descendant sits alone at a metal table. Harsh white light. Surveillance camera hums softly. They read an old law on a cracked screen. The words feel archaic, absolute. Descendant, to self, I didn't choose this. A siren sounds in the distance. Food rations are low. The descendant hesitates, then breaks the rule. A small act, necessary. Immediately shame floods their face. Descendant, Conteed, so this is what they meant. They look up, straight into the camera. For a moment, the elder's eyes replace the lens. Tan, smash, cut, inti, collective unconscious, everywhere. Images layer over one another, laws being written, laws being broken. Apologies drafted centuries too early, accusations issued centuries too late. The layers accelerate until motion blurs into abstraction. VO. No signal traveled backward. No law of physics was broken. Only imagination learned to simulate judgment. The sound shifts, like distant chanting, but asynchronous. Cut to NT, garden, timeless. The tree stands at the center. Its fruit glows faintly, refracting scenes of past and future across its surface. A human figure approaches, hesitates, the moment the fruit is touched. Cut to white. Heartbeats overlap, too many, out of sync. VO. Knowledge did not kill the body, it killed the unobserved moment. Cut to Int courtroom without walls. No judge, no jury. Only witnesses, all versions of the same observers at different points in time. They speak over one another, but no words are audible, only intent. Above them, etched into empty air, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. The sentence trembles, struggling to remain intact. Cut to Int present moment. Still, everything stops. One figure, neither ancestor nor descendant, stands alone. Breathing, unjudged, they look directly at us. V.O. The war is fought where awareness forgets mercy. It ends where imagination is disarmed. Silence. Fade out. White text appears, steady this time. The present is not guilty, a beat. Then, faintly, beneath it, yet. End log. Continuation pending. Screenplay. Log, the retrocausal war. Addendum, The tree was a mirror. Black screen. A softer hum this time, closer to breathing. Text fades in almost gently. For if you eat from the tree of knowledge, you will surely die. A pause. A second line fades in beneath it. For you will know that you will. Cut to Inti Primordial Threshold. Timeless. Early humans stand at the edge of understanding. Not ignorant, unaware. Their eyes track motion, hunger, danger, but not endings. The tree is present, but no longer ominous. It reflects faces back at themselves, older, thinner, absent. A hand reaches out, touches fruit. No lightning, no voice of wrath, just a sudden, unbearable clarity. Cut to Int, first funeral, dawn. A body on the ground, others gathered. Stillness stretches too long. One human waits for movement that does not come. Their face changes, not grief yet, but recognition. V.O. This was the moment. Not when death occurred, but when it was understood as inevitable. The human looks at their own hands, flexes them, imagines them still. The thought does not finish forming. It doesn't have to. Cut to Into collective mind, fracturing. The awareness spreads, slowly at first, then exponentially. Firelight reflections turn into timelines. Burial rites turn into memory systems. Memory systems turn into history. VON knowledge did not introduce death. Death was already here. Knowledge introduced anticipation. Cut to Int, ancestral council. Night. The elders speak urgently now, not of morality, but continuity. Elder, if we know we will die, then what survives must matter. Another elder, quieter, elder too. And if nothing survives, then nothing does. Silence, fear, meaning begins to condense. Cut to Inti future archive, unknown year. Data stacks, genetic records, digital legacies, monuments, a descendant scrolls endlessly. Descendant, softly. They were trying not to vanish. They close their eyes. The weight is not judgment. It's empathy. Cut to Inti, garden, return. The tree again, now bare in places, scarred by touch. Above it, an inscription forms, not divine, but emergent. You will surely die, because you will learn to imagine your absence. The wind moves through the leaves like a whisper that never finishes. Cut to Int, present moment, held. A single breath, then another. The present does not flee from the future. It acknowledges it. V.O. The warning was never about punishment. It was about load-bearing awareness. To know consequence is to carry death forward into life. To be human is to learn how to live anyway. Fade out. Final text. Steady. Unafraid. Mortality was not the curse. Unbuffered awareness was. End log. Continuation imminent. Screenplay. Log. The retrocausal war. Addendum. The hesitation. Black screen. Silence stretches longer than expected. Not empty, waiting. Text fades in, unsteady, as if unsure it should exist, and thus humanity began to doubt the next frame. The text flickers, almost vanishes, then holds. Cut to Int, dying mind, no location. A POV shot, breath slowing, vision narrowing but not fading, tunneling. Thoughts arrive late, out of order. Regret surfaces first, not dramatic, administrative, a list without numbers, unsaid words, deferred kindness, avoided courage. The mind pauses. V.O. At the threshold, cognition hesitates. Not because it fears death, but because it doubts continuation. Cut to interliminal moment, stretched time. The final second dilates grotesquely. Milliseconds bloom into eternities. The dying individual waits for the next frame. It does not arrive on schedule. VO. Expectation collapses probability. Doubt starves the branch. The mind, burdened with unresolved regret, unconsciously votes against survival, not as a choice, but as inertia. Cut 2. Int. Subjective hell, self-generated. Fire appears, not literal at first. It is memory replayed without distance, moments stripped of context, mistakes replayed without mercy. The environment is familiar. Too familiar. V.O. Hell was never a place. It was the inability to imagine a different next frame. The suffering compounds because it feels deserved. Match cut to NT continuation, alternate perception. Another branch. The same individual, same moment, except here awareness slips. No metaphysical speculation, no accounting. Death is not recognized as an event. Life continues seamlessly. The next frame arrives as habit. A door opens. A memory fades. The world persists. V.O. Unaware minds do not experience endings. They experience transitions mislabeled as normalcy. Cut to int, branching field, probability space, timelines split, not symmetrically. Some branches thin rapidly, collapsing under self-inflicted pain. Others drift gently forward, sustained by ignorance, grace, or forgiveness unearned. Weight accumulates, regret becomes gravity, VO, likelihood is not neutral, it bends toward expectation. Cut to XT, Earth. Simultaneous locations. Across the globe, similar minds face similar thresholds. Hospital beds, car wrecks, quiet rooms, battlefields. Coins flip, not metal coins, mental ones, identical circumstances, identical doubts. Some choose unconsciously to persist. Others fold inward, the collective unconscious ripples. Cut to an int society. Macro scale. Policies tighten, scarcity deepens, punishment escalates. The world begins to resemble the inner hells being rehearsed privately. V.O. What the dying expect, the living eventually build. Self-inflicted pain migrates outward. Internal doubt externalizes as structure. Titud inti, stillness, the now. Everything pauses again. One frame held, no regret spoken, no judgment issued, just awareness without prosecution. V.O. The war intensifies when the next frame is doubted. It softens when continuation is assumed. Hope, it turns out, is a stabilizing force, not because it is true, but because it keeps probability from collapsing inward. Fade out. Final text appears, slow and deliberate. Hell is the belief that there is no alternative continuation. A beat. Then, almost as an afterthought, forgiveness lightens the branch. End log. System remains active.